A United States naval destroyer sailed on Tuesday within 22 kilometers of China's man-made islands in the South China Sea. Some observers are describing the incident as the biggest test yet to China's self-declared territorial limits around the island reef. The area in question is called Subi Reef. The naval-guided missile destroyer, the USS Lassen, was reportedly traveling with a U.S. Navy surveillance airplane. Reports say another plane, also used for gathering intelligence, may have been in the area. A U.S. military source said the mission was completed without incident. China's foreign ministry said the U.S. ship was watched, followed, and warned after it illegally entered Chinese waters. A foreign ministry spokesman in Beijing described the American action as a threat to China's sovereignty. Close to 200 Chinese troops are believed to be stationed at Subi Reef. The reef is also claimed by Taiwan, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Weeks ago, U.S. officials said its Navy would send a ship inside the disputed area. Some observers are predicting the Navy will continue such patrols. "I don't think anybody will be surprised that it happened," said Sheila Smith. Ms. Smith is a Japan specialist with the Council on Foreign Relations. The United States Navy will maintain its presence in the South China Sea, as it has for decades, she added. China has been developing man-made islands in the disputed waters. Chinese crews are building up the low-lying reefs and creating islands. Their build-up is seen by other countries as evidence of aggression in the South China Sea. Other countries in Asia are closely watching the situation. On Tuesday, Japanese officials expressed concern about China's action in the disputed waters. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga told reporters, "We're closely coordinating our intelligence information with the United States." I'm Mario Ritter.